Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Sean Kiesler, the Executive Director of Family Promise, and Guy Barr, Family Promise Board Members. Welcome. Thank you all for being here.
Hey, thanks Thank you for having us.
And Sean, let me ask you, the folks may not know what Family Promise is, so what is Family Promise? What do you guys do?
Family Promise is a shelter for families with children. We're located in West Monroe here. And we have we work with families with single dads, single moms, married couples, and we work with the full family to try to help them get back into homes again.
So these folks are homeless right now.
Yes, when they come to us, they identify as homeless.
They're homeless, and they have children that also need a place to go, and everybody needs a place to go and to get back on their feet.
Yeah, that's our goal. That's our goal, is a place to land, a net.
Now, where are you guys located?
We're at 100 South 2nd Street in West Monroe, right over the end of the bridge, right one block over from Antique Alley.
Now, joining us is Guy Barr, a board member of Family Promise, and I know, Guy, you were instrumental in sort of getting this organization in our area. What got you involved in this many years ago?
Well, our pastors in the local area is what got it started, and they invited me in for a meeting, and it took off, and that's how it got started.
And so what happens? Sean and I were talking. If somebody comes to the group and says, hey, I need help. I've got, you know, an eight-year-old child. We need help. How does a group get involved, and how are these local churches helping take care of these folks?
Okay, Sean does that on a daily basis, so I'm going to let him address it.
Well, if somebody needs help, they can call our office at any time. We're there Monday through Friday, so they can call in the daytime, and they can email us. We have a website, familypromiseofwashtaw.com. Or they can Facebook with us either way and identify, and that's a good way for them to get through to us. Or if they call anywhere, they can refer them to us if they have children. And the churches, they provide overnight hosting. They provide a place for our families to sleep at night. They provide meals, volunteers to spend the night with them, make them feel safe. Social interaction with people is a good thing whenever you're going through really hard times, and the churches help provide that.
Guy, the organization has been around a while. How long ago did this group get started?
I think it was like 8 years ago.
It's 2009.
2009, yes.
So 8 years ago, I know you guys have to be making a bit of a dent in the homeless situation, but how many folks do you think you're helping every year? And does homelessness seem to be getting better or worse right now?
We've been helping about 20 families a year since we've been open, so 60 to 70 people on average that come through the program. And I would say in some aspects homelessness is getting better, in some aspects it's getting worse. So you kind of have a tide switch moving towards where more families are becoming homeless. And so we're here for that.
The Family Promise is the group we're talking about today. You guys also operate a thrift store, and we're going to get to that in just a bit. But when a group comes to you, a family comes to you, how long do they typically reside with you guys, and sort of take me through the process?
Well, they come to us. We do a background check and a drug screen for everybody who comes, because it is family. It is a shelter for kids to be there. And so everything needs to be safe. When they come to us and then they stay there, we work with them on budgeting, finance classes, a case plan, transportation, helping them put the little pieces together, help them identify what the plan should be, and help them climb to where they can be self-sustaining when they leave us. And they're usually with us between our average was about 43 days. They can stay up to 90 days, and then that can be extended depending on the situation.
The group Family Promise is set up to help families with children that are homeless. Mr. Barr, the group has been around a little while helping these folks. The goal is to get them out in the community, working back to their normal life, back in a home, and I guess provide the kids a safe space to be. As a board member, do you need help, and how do folks help your organization?
Well, of course, donations is one, and then the support of the churches, and fundraisers. We have a fundraiser every year, and the community has been very supportive.
I know Family Promise also has a couple of thrift stores now. That's going to get weeded down, you say, Sean, to one store. Tell me about what's going on with the thrift stores and what you guys do.
Well, we opened thrift stores a few years ago to help cover overhead. Was the goal was to make it a long self-sufficiency plan for the shelter itself. And then we decided to consolidate down to one store for staffing purposes and things like that. And so now we've got at 3134 Louisville Avenue, we'll have a ribbon cutting on Tuesday of next week. And the Monroe Chamber of Commerce helping us do that. And we'll set up and do there, and we'll have some cookies and popcorn and some hot chocolate, and everybody can come out and kind of see what's going on over there. And anything donations are there, and the proceeds go to help us.
Tell me that 3134. What is that near on Louisville Avenue? What's a nearby landmark?
It is in the Eastgate Shopping Center, right next door to Dirt Cheap, a little bit down from the college.
All right, Eastgate Shopping Center, the Family Promise Thrift Store. You guys accept donations as well. What are you looking for folks to bring you?
Clothing, household, furniture, anything like that. Non-perishables.
Family Promise, the website for folks to find out more, or an email address where they can get more information.
FamilyPromiseOfWashita.com, and you can see us on Facebook at Family Promise of Washita.
Sean Keezer and Guy Barr, Family Promise. You can find out more about Family Promise also on our website this morning at kedm.org.